Blog Talk Hello? Radio.
Hey, it's me. We're live.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Hey everybody, it is me, and it is Saturday, it's the 10th of September, 2016. Yes, the 10th of September, 2016. The premise of this whole show is to congratulate one of the most phenomenal athletes that I've seen in a long time. And what's really interesting is how much I really enjoy seeing athleticism at its best. And when you have the Olympics, you get to see it displayed at the highest level. And I really enjoyed my time sitting in front of my TV set, not moving to go anywhere to watch the Olympics. And the Olympics is a way that, you're able, these athletes, each one of them are able to serve the country. And they work so hard. And some of them, their careers are extended for, years without any other outside activities, just so that when this time comes, they can perform and be able to show their best and show their country their best and show other countries their best. And that's one of the most beautiful things. And tomorrow, 9/11, is another significant time in our history here in America. And that's when the terrorist attacks happened down in the Wall Street area. And I also happened to be there for that. And I have to tell you, I have to give the utmost respect to a lot of the first responders. I saw them in action. I saw what they did. And I have to tell you that it was crazy and it was unfortunate the way things went. And it changed everyone's lives, and mine included. That's why I'm here with you live doing the Coco Express now, because my life was changed behind that particular incident. But let's get back to the most amazing part of our day, and that is to welcome a Miss Tori Bowie. I tell you, she is just an amazing, phenomenal person, and she is probably someone that I like a lot. I have to say, I really like her a lot. And we're just going to spend time getting to know her and getting to know what life is like for her today. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you this amazing, phenomenal athlete and young woman, Miss Tori Bowie. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You are. Tell you, I am just so honored to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You are quite welcome. I have to tell you, I sat in front of the TV set and did not move, okay, watching the Olympics. I did not move. I saw everything I could see because I'm an old track head. So, track and field was my thing. And I was a sprinter when I was younger. So I was like, I'm not moving. People were calling me and they're like, what are you doing? I said, watching the Olympics. Leave me alone.
That's saying a mouthful right there.
Yes, but I have to tell you, you really caught my eye. And, I know that they do the mini bios on each and every, one of the athletes that they showcase. And
right.
Your story was just so phenomenal. And I would like for you to share that with our listeners.
Okay. I could do my very best. So are we going to, is this an actual interview?
We are live, and we're having a conversation and dialogue, so that's how this show works. We have a conversation and dialogue, and we just talk.
All righty, let's do it then.
Yeah, just think of me as your aunt, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I understand that, you know, you came up in, like, the foster care environment, correct?
Right.
And,
well,
I mean,
I did come up in a foster care environment, but, you know, I was so young that I can't actually remember the experience while being there.
Okay. Okay. And you wound up with your grandmother?
Right. So my grandmother, yeah, correct. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that dynamic because as I was growing up, I had my mom and everything, but I also had my grandmother. And that's a whole different dynamic when you have your grandmother in your life. You learn stuff that you never would have learned because they come from a different era. So they can teach you some things that you probably would not have been exposed to.
I agree with you. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I'll be like, I mean, I tell anyone, I'm like, I'm very thankful that, you know, my grandmother raised me. You know, growing up, I was, you know, a little confused. I didn't understand, you know, why I didn't have both my mother and my father. But, you know, right now, you know, at the age of 26, I'm thankful for my situation.
Yes. Okay. And I do get that. I had, you know, growing up, my grandmother, she was very important to me in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I would sit and ask questions because, you know, she was born in 1901. So I was like, well, what was it like there? Did people talk? You know, I was stupid. So I would ask stupid questions. But she took the time out, and you know, to educate me on what life was like then so that when I grew, you know, got older, I could understand how to be who I needed to be later on.
Right.
Yeah, and that was, you know, kind of important. So how did you wind up getting involved in sports? What put you in that direction?
It was more of, like, sports overall, I would say that it was my uncle, just simply because, and my cousins, you know, growing up in the country, we didn't have much to do. And, you know, that was just basically my lifestyle, my entire life, just, you know, playing basketball with them or we're racing or, you know, we're always into sports. And that's just basically how I got into it. My entire life has been around it.
Okay, that's excellent. And what was the sport that you thought that you were good at then?
Basketball. So I started out with basketball. And I absolutely loved it, was in love with it. And my basketball coach made it mandatory for me to join the track team. And that's how I started. That's how I got involved with track and field.
Okay. Did he make it mandatory for you to join the track team to get your speed up for basketball?
Well, she's a lady. I was coached by a lady. And, you know, the school was so tiny. Graduation class had 44 people, and you know we didn't have enough people to make, you know, both a track team and a basketball team, you know. So my basketball coach at the time, she said, well, she was in charge of the track, she was going to be in charge of the track team as well. So, you know, she just basically made it mandatory for her entire basketball team to compete in track and field.
Okay. So you come from So Sand Hill is really, really small, right?
Extremely small. It's
okay. Because I'm from
a class of 44 people.
44? Yeah. Because when I graduated, it was what, 1735 or something like that? 1735. So, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was huge. So 44 people. Okay. I've been to Jacksonville, Mississippi. I think that's what it's called.
Well, maybe you've been to Florida because Jacksonville is.
No. Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida. But I've been to Mississippi. I forgot what it was called exactly where because I was in New Orleans and we drove down into Mississippi. And I was in Mississippi and I'm a New Yorker. So, you know, I was in culture shock, right?
Oh, no. Especially if you were coming from New York. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I was in culture shock. All I saw was grass and land and land and land and road. I didn't see buildings. And I was I was a little afraid.
Right.
Yeah,
I can
so,
understand that. I mean, coming from New York, I understand it.
So now you have had, what was it like being at the Rio Games? What was that experience like for you?
Just being in Rio, I mean, I feel like the media portrayed it to be way worse than what it actually was.
Okay.
And, you know, so I kind of, like, from hearing the media, I kind of prepared myself for the worst conditions possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once I actually got over there, the experience was much, much better than I expected it to be.
Okay.
I mean, I think everything was, it was beautiful there. It was beautiful. I mean, I feel like they didn't have much to offer, you know, like the U.S., you know, as far as, you know, all the stores and, you know, everything being, you know, being so close. But, you know, we don't have to go so far out, you know. But it was beautiful there.
Okay. Yeah, they showed us a lot of, you know, the scenery and stuff. But my big thing is food. How was the food?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. They have no fattening there. It seemed like everything is natural.
Okay.
So from what I see, it seemed like a lot of people lost weight while they were there. I did, for sure. I was pretty upset about that. But yes,
wow.
I mean, the food was, it was, I don't know what to say about it. It was just healthy.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think we could all learn a lot from their diet.
We sure can, but, you know, after 2 or 3 days, I mean, that's enough.
Okay.
It's
so,
like, okay, can I please get some fattening now? Can I please get something, you know? Everything was baked. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, as soon as you got off that plane and you hit back home, you can get into all the grease you want to.
Right. And I think that's what I was looking forward to the most.
Really?
What I was looking forward to the most, coming home and, yes, going home to eat.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand that. Now, they are saying that you were virtually unknown. You know, that's what the media is saying. But we, you know, people who are actually involved in, you know, watching and viewing track and field, you're not unknown. So it's really interesting to hear that. But what has your life been like since you've returned home from the Olympics?
My life has been moving extremely fast. Everything is like, I mean, I've been back and I'm just like trying to extend my brand, you know, just trying to do some modeling and some acting and I'm just like expanding, like, you know, just trying to take advantage of all my opportunities right now. And, you know, I'm still in New York, like as we speak right now, it's a Tuesday. I mean, I've entered a few fashion shows while I've been here and, I mean, everything has just been amazing. It's like everything that I dreamed of is like, you know, is in reality at the moment.
Okay, that's beautiful because I saw you the Adidas campaign that they did where you talked about, you know, how track saved your life. You are featured in magazines, you know, nationally syndicated magazines and all these different things that are going on. And I have to ask you, did you ever imagine your life being like it is now? I say 2 years ago.
Well, not so fast. Not in the amount of time that it's happened. I remember, my entire life I was like, I've always told my family that I'm going to be on TV one day and I'm going to get a chance to tell my story. And, you know, it's happening now, but I didn't actually expect it to happen so fast. Like, we've only been into this about 2 years now. So, yeah.
That is amazing. Now, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, being an athlete, it has its upsides and its downsides.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you, when did you know that this was it, that you had finally hit your stride? You know, you finally hit the point where you knew you were going to make it as an athlete. And then also, go ahead.
You know, well, you never know that you're going to actually make it. You never know. I mean, it's just all about, you got to just, everything for me has just been, like, based off faith. Everything's been based off faith because you, you never can, I don't know what to say about that.
But you have a feeling.
Everything has just been all about believing and just having that faith that, you know, great things are going to happen.
Okay. Well, do you ever get like a little inkling that I think it's going to happen?
No, ma'am. My mindset is I know it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Whoa, excuse me.
I never have any doubt. When I'm trying to accomplish something, is no doubt there. I mean, I'm absolutely all in. Like, and I believe myself 100%.
It's like, for example.
No doubt there.
Oh, then that's a beautiful thing. Because, you know, there may have been, like, from my example, there may have been a time I was doing something and I was just having the worst day ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, oh, boy. Am I doing the right thing? Is this the right road for me to go? You know, and then the next day it's a whole different thing. And I'm like, you know what? You were thinking stupid yesterday. So now you're back on track and everything. But, you know, have you ever had a moment where you doubted anything?
You know what? I have. It just doesn't last long. I feel like when I have those moments, I feel like I have a great team, you know, to like just get me back on the right track. So when I have my moments like that, it doesn't last long at all.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, my team kind of like get me back on the right track in no time.
Okay. Now, what do you do in your spare time for fun, you know, on your downtime?
I'm hanging out with my friends. So when I'm not working, I'm with my friends, and to me every day is a celebration. Every morning that we wake up, we should celebrate.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we should be thankful.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing. See, it's so interesting because my daughter is the same age as you are, and you're cracking me up because she says the same thing.
Yes,
but that's beautiful. So, your time in New York, what have you done in New York, and what has been the most fun thing you've experienced since you've been in New York?
Well, I've done a fashion show, the designer name was it Telfar? Telfar, T-E-L-F-A-R. And I enjoyed that one the most. I enjoyed that one the most simply because he made a piece. And he basically made it because based off idea from what Flojo used to wear or what Flojo used to compete in. And I actually got the opportunity or got the chance to actually, you know, wear the piece during his show.
So it was like
a huge honor for me to even be able to, you know, wear the piece. So that's been my favorite moment so far.
Have you been able to taste all the different types of food that New York offers?
I'm not really sure if I've actually experienced like the real New Yorkan food yet.
Okay. Have you been to Harlem?
No, we're actually going there in the morning. We're going to have brunch there tomorrow.
Okay. Are you going? Where are you going for brunch? Because I know the Red Rooster is really nice.
The Red Rooster?
Yes.
Do we know where we're going tomorrow for brunch? She's suggesting the red Rooster tomorrow. Okay. Well, I'm not sure where we're going for brunch yet.
Yeah. Well,
we haven't decided.
Yeah, brunch or lunch. I mean, it's, you know, the chef Marcus Samuelson, that's his restaurant, and that's in Harlem. He has two of them, and it's not too far from the Apollo Theater. So, I mean, the food there... I've done some crazy stuff and eating in there, and I have to tell you, I have licked the plate ladder, literally licked the plate.
Okay, we'll have to try that one for sure.
Yeah, I was sitting there, and it was like, did you enjoy the sandwich? I'm like, what do you think? My plate was completely clean. So that's great. You know, I have this, you know, like I said, I really enjoyed your performance at the Olympics. And as I said earlier in the show, that, you know, there are various ways that we can serve our country. And you got the opportunity to serve your country by showing, you know, using your best talent and your skill, which was your athleticism. And from my perspective, and this is just from my perspective, I think that the women, the USA women, went out there and turned it out in such a manner that all little girls that were watching you are now inspired to want to be like you. So you have become like their heroes and their role models. And that is just so fabulous because, you know, there was a time when sports wasn't something that was readily available.
Right.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, you say that I'm an inspiration to the young, you know, the youth, but I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, they're more inspiring to me, you know, to even have, you know, to even think, you know, have a thought, like to even think that someone is looking up to you, you know, it just, it inspires me to want to do more. It inspires me to want to be better. It, you know, it motivates me, give me an extra drive. So that's why I say I think it definitely go both ways.
Okay. So when do you go back to training?
I officially start in November.
Okay. For indoor?
No, ma'am. So I start my base training. So I basically, like, I completely start over.
Oh.
Yeah, so I start back in November. Maybe the first week of November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, right around Thanksgiving. Interesting. My mind revolves around food, so. Yeah. So that's really cool. So you have all this time to kind of like build your brand. And what other areas are you venturing into while you're building your brand?
Whatever comes. Whatever comes our way, we're going to try to take advantage of it. With the modeling and the acting and, you know, hopefully a few makeup lines. Hopefully that's one of my major goals. I want to be able to model for one of the major makeup lines, Revlon or, you know, CoverGirl or, you know, somewhere in there.
Yes. Because you do have a beautiful face and your skin is just, I mean, gorgeous. So I don't see why it can't happen. So hopefully they're listening and make it happen for you because, I mean, and are you still in communication with the other members of the USA team?
Well, not so far. We may get another opportunity to see one another on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get an opportunity to go meet Obama. And that's supposed to take place on the 28th this month. Mm-hmm.
That must be exciting for you.
Really?
that is going to be, because, I mean, he's such a charismatic person. Him and the First Lady, they are both charismatic people.
Oh, so you've had an opportunity to meet him already.
No, I have not had the opportunity to meet him, but I've worked on several projects, and I've heard Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? We went through so many issues in regards to this particular segment and show. Sometimes it's just unbelievable. We're going to try to see if we can get her back and I can get my mic back to work and everything. Okay, let's see if this works now. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm not sure what happened.
I'm here. I'm on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I can hear you.
No, it's something wrong with one of my microphones, so I have the backup, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm always prepared. But anyway, no, I haven't had the opportunity to personally meet him, but I've worked on several projects in regards to some things, and the people that I worked with, they had some wonderful things to say. So you're really going to enjoy your time there.
Okay, I'm so looking forward to it.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's just an amazing time for you, and it's an amazing time for you to enjoy all the opportunities that are just kind of thrown at you, because you've earned it. You've earned it. This is yours. Now, it is. You don't have to laugh about it. It is. You can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had something to say to any of our young folks out there who are listening, what would you say to them?
So to our youth?
Yes.
I just keep it simple, and I just tell them that I guess it's no limit to, you know, to what we're capable of doing. So we should never set limits for ourselves.
Okay.
I'm talking about being hot and then cold now. I'm sorry.
Now, that's okay. The other thing that I wanted to ask you, and this is a question that I ask a lot of my guests come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What would the Tori today tell the younger Tori?
Can you repeat that one? You want me to go to the car? You want me to go to the car? Can you repeat that one?
Yes. What would the Tori today, knowing all that you know today, tell the younger Tori, the 10-year-old, 11-year-old Tori?
Okay. A 10-year-old, 11-year-old Tori. I would probably simply say, you know, no matter what comes your way, no matter what obstacles, you know, you may face, be content. Because I've basically learned that, you know, it's a lot of things that we have control over in our lives. There's a lot of things that we don't have control over. And, you know, I'm slowly realizing that. And that, you know, we just need to be content in every situation that occurs.
Okay. That is amazing. Those are some very wise words, because there are some people who are way in their 50s and 60s who didn't get that yet, okay?
But I'm 26. It's taken me 26 years to learn that, you know, no matter what is going on, you know, be content. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like my life has, my life is taking me in a different direction, you know, because that's what I'm learning to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like,
yes. So you change your mindset, your whole world will change.
Oh, you know what? Your mind controls what you want to do. Your mind controls your body. Your mind controls your life. So the way you think and the way you speak, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We control our lives. We control our lives by the way we think.
Okay, I get that. I do understand that, and you're absolutely right.
I mean, the things happen in your life, and you want to cry, and you want to cry about it, and you want to, you know, be negative about what's going on. That's what direction your life is going to go into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna think negative thoughts. But if something's negative in your life, and you're like, oh my God, I'm about to overcome this. You know, nothing is really happening right now. You know, nothing new is under the light. You know, underneath the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think that way, you know what I'm saying? Nothing can stop you.
Yes, I completely agree with you, and I'm the one that's always, I guess you could say, the awkward one. So when something feels awkward to me, I know that I'm like, if this is feeling awkward, I must be grown because I'm out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at things. If it's feeling awkward, that means I'm growing. So, and every awkward moment that I have is a learning lesson, and I just take it and grow with it. So I understand exactly what you mean. So you have a degree in psychology, correct?
Right.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't plan on using. Because I would definitely have to go back to school, and I'm not sure if that's what I want to do with my life right now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, at least it gives you the perspective on, you know, the people that you're dealing with. You can kind of gauge them based on the little understanding and education that you have.
You know, and to a certain extent, I feel like it's an advantage, especially on track and field and just life in general. It's definitely an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can attest to that because you have a psychology degree, and there may be some things that may hit somebody else, and you'll look at them like, well, why are you acting like that? Because it's not that, it's this. It's not you, it's them.
Right.
So you have
right.
that advantage. Mm-hmm. You have a great advantage. And I've had an amazing time talking to you. It is just, for me, like I said, it's an honor because, like I said, you know, what you did for us and what you showed each and every one of us was just how much hard work and perseverance can do for you. And the rewards for hard work are just so amazing. And I just want to say thank you. We all want to say thank you.
Thank you.
You're
I enjoyed
welcome.
Every moment.
Glad you did. And if you ever want to come back and tell us about the amazing experiences that you have had, you're more than welcome to come back. And as far as the food, New York's food is crazy. If you ever make it to Cat's Deli, which is down on Delancey Street, you can get
mm-hmm.
a pastrami sandwich that you can probably eat off for a week.
Oh, my God. I think I've had one of those.
Okay.
She's talking about the pastrami sandwiches. Yeah, I've tried one of those.
Yes, you can eat off of those for a week at Cat's Deli.
Yeah.
I mean, I've eaten there. There are so many different places. You have Sylvia's in Harlem. Like I said, the Red Rooster, Amy Ruth's. Those are all like soul food restaurants, but you're from Mississippi, so the soul food you may get here may not compare to what you get at home.
It for sure won't compare.
No, it won't.
Not
it
even
won't.
Close.
No, it won't. My mom was from South Carolina, and so we would take her to these different restaurants, and she would be mad at us. He's like, I could have cooked this at home. Why did you make me come out? So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. But some of the other restaurants have some amazing foods for you to try and stuff. So enjoy
okay.
your time in New York and just eat your way.
Thank you.
I mean, you're welcome. So, but don't eat the hot dogs, okay?
Okay, no hot dogs. I got you.
No, don't eat the hot dogs.
I won't even ask why.
But
thank you so much. I won't
so
even ask
you
why.
Just to put it like this, a truck sits in the street, and the owner of the truck sits in the street with the truck all day.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay. And you got a million people walking by the truck. There you go. So I stay away from hot dogs. So. But like I said, enjoy yourself. Have an amazing time. This is your time. I like I said, thank you so much, and you're more than welcome to
thank
come
you.
Back. And if people wanted to follow you, can they follow you on Twitter, Instagram, and
sure.
stuff like that?
Yep, on Twitter at Tori Bowie.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, great. So you have a good time. Enjoy your time, and have an amazing, amazing time in New York, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All
right.
Okay, everyone. Was Tori Bowie. She is an Olympian, a medalist. She's won gold, silver, and bronze. We had the opportunity to just chat, and that is exactly what it is that I wanted to do, to be able to have the opportunity to just chat with her, because her performance was phenomenal at the Olympics, and it didn't come overnight. There's a lot of work involved with this kind of performance and stuff. And the amazing thing about what she did and what she's doing and her mindset is that she's moving forward and she's pushing forward. And as I tell you each and every time that we have our meetings together when we do the show, it's really important for you to follow your dreams, and it's important for you to follow your dreams, not someone else's. You can't hitch a ride onto someone else's wagon thinking that that's going to give you what it is. You are destined to do and be what you are destined to do and be. they are destined to do and be what they are destined to do and be. And your calling is different from theirs. So therefore, you have to really go within yourself and figure out exactly what that is and then start working on it. And a little bit every day is fine as long as you're working on it, working towards it. There is no age limit as to when you can or should stop following your dreams. You start when you start and you continue to follow and finish that dream. And the other important components of, you know, living your dreams and following your dreams is taking care of yourself. It's really important that you take care of yourself. Your mind, your body, your spirit, those are all things that you need to address so that you can be able to be the best you possible. So with that, I always tell you, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be good for anyone else. So be well and God bless. And we will be back again. The show on Tuesday, I believe it is Tuesday, the 13th, and we will be back again on Wednesday. So we're having two amazing people come on the show. And if I could just get my computer to work, because it's not working, to get to the outro, that would be great. But I can always edit this when I'm doing the editing of the show at the end. So I want to tell each and every one of you, I had an amazing time, and I am so grateful for the fact that you come and you join me and you sit with me and we chit-chat and have all this fun, because had it not been for you, I wouldn't be here doing what I do. And guess what? I found it. So on that note, please, please, please join me, because we've got some phenomenal shows coming up, and I just want you to be a part of it. Oh, and if you know anyone who's interested in coming on the show October 1st, Dr. Linder is going to do a show on natural hair and relationships. How do men feel about natural hair, women's natural hair? So she wants to get an idea and a clue, because she's heard so much stuff in that regard. So, people, it's been real. I got to go. You have an amazing weekend, and we'll be back again on Tuesday. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook.
It's a fact. Heating and air systems are wonderful, right up until they don't work. If your HVAC system is more than 15 years old, or you find yourself making frequent repair calls, it may be time to invest in a new system. Estes Services can help you determine the right course of action and help you save money on your energy bills. Visit EstesAir.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's EstesAir.com. Save money and hassles with an estimate from Estes Services today. EstesAir.com. That's EstesAir.com.
So, you keep trying to get in shape and it keeps not working. I'm Lacey Green, a super trainer with Body. That's BODI.com. And I've got a story you have to hear. I have a client who came to me because she was really frustrated that every gym or trainer she tried made her feel bad because she was a beginner. She had tried it all and she just felt humiliated. And that's when we started working together and I took her through my 3-week program called For Beginners Only. Once she realized that she wasn't the problem and that she just needed the right program, she started to get results. And now she's completely unstoppable and feeling so strong and confident. And I can do the same for you. On the Body app, subscribers lose 5 to 10 pounds consistently in their first month. And I bet you will too. In fact, CNN underscore just named Body best fitness app. And right now, if you sign up for a 1-year Body membership, you'll get an instant $30 off. That saves 59%. Just go to body.com. That's body with an I.com. Again, that's BODI.com. Let's do this.